Welcome to the Christmas show that's no different than any other show.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
At Christmas.
Here is your host, Stretch.
Ask me, your host with the most elbs, the most pounds. Doctor called me fat. Stupid doctor. I'm an obesity doctor. Yeah? I'm a big angry dude that punches people in the face. Ah, boy. Had an interesting weekend. I'm old. I'm just old, and just falling apart. We have a big deck, and for whatever reason, the dogs have decided we have two backyards, an upper backyard and a lower backyard, but our dogs only like to be on the deck. And for the longest time, Ice only liked to shit on the deck, and he wouldn't go into the yard to go take a dump. And that was an issue, but that's, knock on wood, better now. And we are getting better with that. And they would then chew on the deck, was another thing he would do. And then they fight on the deck, and they run around, and they play rough, and they wrestle, and they scratch, and the deck looks like absolute hell since we've gotten Ice. Of course, my wife, who hates Ice, has been complaining. So I'm like, what can I do? So then I find these wooden tiles that you can put over the top, because we keep, if you repaint it, you're repainting it every month. Their claws are ripping it up. So I'm like, oh, we'll get these tiles and we'll see how it goes. And they're expensive, but then I found some on the greatest place ever, Temu. That's right, Temu. And still on Temu, I paid $400 for the wooden tiles, and they're 1 foot by 1 foot. And there was, I think, 36 in a box. And since I didn't want to do math, I was like, yeah, 4 boxes will be fine. I'll put those on. I'll cover the deck. And then I'm like, I better get an extra box, because just 5, and then I'll be good. Okay, I got the 5 boxes. They've been installed. I'm about halfway done with the deck. So I had to go back on and order 5 more boxes today. And this is a whole story, man. But this is where I'm old. My back hurts so bad just from bending over and putting these tiles in. And here's where I won and I lost. It was $400 for 5 boxes of these tiles. I'm like, $400, it'll look better. And it looks really, the tiles are really cool looking. It's a 1 foot by 1 foot wooden tile, and it's got like a hard plastic mat underneath it that is screwed to it. And then the mat interlocks, click, click, click. Almost imagine like Legos. They click together like Legos. Same thing with if you put in those wood floors now, most of them aren't real wood. They are like wood tiles, and they kind of click together and interlink. But these literally have a locking mechanism on them. Much like Legos is the best way to describe it. And you click them. Well, here's the problem. Because it came from Temu and it was cheap. Yet, you're like, $400 isn't cheap, but I have a big deck. So, here's what happened. I got them, and then I started, you have to like put them together, and you couldn't push them together. So, I'd have to tap it with a hammer, like really gently with a hammer. Click, 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 click. And then the nipples, the pieces that lock together, start breaking off. And these tiles aren't going together. And then I look, and I really look closely. Remember, I'm old and blind. Because it's Temu, the plastic has been printed in such a manner that there's like sloppy overlay. So imagine you've got like a T, right? And then the other side is got like you got a male and a female version, and they go together. Well, both of them are printed to where they're solid. They can't interlink because there's like sloppy plastic in the hole where the things are supposed to interlock. So I had to take a pair of scissors and then a knife later and go through every single one of those tiles. And they're four-sided, so they have locking mechanisms, and manually hand carve out each plastic interlocking piece of 250 tiles or whatever the hell it was. And my hands are literally raw. I have a blister on my thumb from carving and holding the knife and pushing so hard to cut the plastic out. And it looks great, but it was a pain in the ass. And then as I started getting closer to running out of material, I realized, holy crap, I'm not even going to get this halfway covered. So I went back to Temu, and now here's my problem. It's down. It's in. It looks good. But they were on sale. That's why I got them for as cheap as I got them. It technically should have been about $800 for the tiles that I got, was what I found the price for it, like Home Depot and all the others. So I saved and scored, but now I'm still in $800 because I had to double down. My deck is so big, I had to get 10 bucks. I had to order 5 more boxes, but I logged into Temu today, and since it was like a sale item, there was only 5 boxes left. So I bought the rest of it out. I bought all the stock out and jacked up my credit card. Not an expense. It was like an extra $407 for the 5 boxes, I think is what it came out to. And not, something you want to do right at Christmas when you're in the middle of your Christmas shopping and doing all that stuff and drop an extra $400 on your credit card. I'm not happy about this. It was mismanagement on my part. And then the fact that it takes so long to do. Oh, and another thing, when you pull them out, I touched one tile and my hands were black. So there's like, I don't know if it's dust, dirt, or some type of production leftover, maybe from the plastic. I don't know what it is, but your hands are black. So I have to take each tile out, wipe it with a wet towel. I have a wet towel that was white that ended up literally being black, 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 and disgusting. So I'd clean them, then I had to carve them, and then I had to put them together, and it took me 2 days to what should have been about a 2.5-hour, 3-hour project. I should have been able to click, just put those down, click, 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 and I ended up spending the entire weekend on that, all my daylight hours on that I chose to do it. And what happened, I had to stop on Saturday because my back just got so sore from bending over. That's how old I am. I'm so old that bending over, doing typical work, just, work. And there's people that do this all day, every day. I would die. My back is done. Probably the most strenuous work I ever did was being a UPS man. And that, you were busting your ass. And I was in an area in the hills in Malibu. And you're running up long-ass hill driveways and stuff, carrying all these packages and getting them up there. That was gnarly. Working at UPS was gnarly back in the day. I couldn't do that now. I would physically fall over dead. I'd probably have a heart attack. Remember, my doctor thinks I'm having a heart attack. Are you okay? You having trouble breathing? Hey, eat a bag of dicks. Shut up. I'm fine. I'm fine until I have a heart attack and die. So shut up. But yeah, that was my fun this weekend working on that. And then I have two crazy dog stories. I was walking ice this morning, nice and early, and I see a beautiful, solid black Belgian Malinois, which is what my other dog is, Belgian Shepherd mix, and it's on the sidewalk, and there's no one with it, and it's got an army military harness vest on, and it's walking at us, and I'm like, well, this is going to be interesting, because ice is a scrapper. And I'm like, oh man, what am I going to do? And then I'm like, well, whose dog is this? It obviously has a vest on. It's a beautiful dog. I'm like, someone's dog is out. So I'm trying to call it. I'm holding it, and ice is being cool, but it finally, some construction guys like down the street, it was their dog and they didn't even notice it had wandered off and they got it back. So that was cool. And then my second fun dog story is, my dogs, I've told you, like to play very rough. The two big dogs play, they beat the shit out of each other. Like, just play rough, 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 rough. And they also have those quick-release collars, which I've now gotten rid of on ice because you keep losing it and then you get home. And remember, both dogs have an air tag on their collar and both dogs have their, tag with their name and the phone number and all that in case they get lost. Well, we've lost both of their collars, walking them from the pinch collars, somehow press the button and the collar falls off. And when it's dark, you can't see it or hear it, and they're making noise. So here we look, and our shepherd had no air. Her air tag was gone, and her tag was gone, and I have no idea how. And we start looking for it, and it says she's at home. So it's somewhere in our yard, in our house, and I'm looking for it. My wife's looking for it. We're walking around. We can't find it. It's assuming that the dogs were playing, and somehow they ripped off that. But the collar was still on, only the tags were gone. I'm not kidding. We were arguing about it because my wife's like, I'm ordering another one. And I'm like, no, that's expensive. Let's just find it. It's here. We have to just look. And I'm in the backyard looking, and Dum Dum Ice is following me around, but the shepherd stays in the house. And we continue to argue about it. And then I walk back outside to go back to work on the deck. And when I get outside, the shepherd comes out the back door, walks down the stairs, comes back in, and drops the air tag out of her mouth right in front of me. Like she knew we were looking for it, and she went and got it wherever it was. And if Ice would have found it, he would have just chewed it up because he eats everything under the sun because he's a freaking big dumbass. But she just went wherever it was. She went, got it, picked it up, brought it to me, and dropped it on my foot. And I was like, holy crap. Either that's the just strangest coincidence ever, or you're really, really smart. And then I was like, go get your tag. And she did not. But it was weird that that happened. All right, let's get into some stories. By the way, Merry Christmas to everyone. It is Christmas on Wednesday. And then this is the last show before Christmas. So it is the Merry Christmas episode. Hopefully you are done with your shopping. I am done. I'm done. I've bought everything I'm going to buy. I just was subdued this year. Last year, I was stressed out and I spent a lot and it just didn't go over great. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have no F's to give. Oh yeah, shout out to my son for hitting me up for cash today too. I swear, it's like days before Christmas, you overspend yourself and then you get the stupid home improvement project, which just went double on me. And then my son's like, oh yeah, I need money. It's Christmas, I don't have any money and I gotta pay this bill. I'm like, yeah, you know what you need is a job that's called not acting. That's not a real job. It doesn't really pay, even though he makes way more money than me when he's working. He's just not working. And that's part of being an actor. I don't know how people do that. But granted, I was in radio forever, and that was about as unstable. Ah, boy. All right, where's my damn stories to get to? I have something very interesting. I need you to get in front of the mirror, open your mouth, stick your tongue out, say ah, because some doctors, here's what's interesting. These doctors are in Iraq and Australia who have gotten together on this, and they created an AI program that they say can detect medical conditions in real time with 98% accuracy simply by the AI looking at your tongue. Now, here's where I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. You don't need the AI. I'm going to tell you everything your tongue will tell you. Say, typically people with diabetes have a yellow tongue. I can tell you, no BS. I was in the mirror brushing my teeth, and I swear I stuck my tongue out. I'm like, wow, there's like yellow on my tongue. Like, that's weird. I have diabetes. So this just happened a couple days ago. I was like, wow, my tongue is yellow. Well, I have diabetes. If you're a cancer patient, you have a purple tongue with a thick, greasy coating. They say if you are an acute stroke patient, you have an unusually shaped red tongue, according to this. Now, they say if your tongue is white, it means you have anemia. People with severe cases of COVID have a deep, reddish tongue. And if you have an indigo or violet-colored tongue, it indicates vascular and gastrointestinal issues or asthma. Now, you're like, how do they know to do this? Apparently, this is a thing in traditional Chinese medicine. And they just took all of that and put it into AI. And this thing is knocking it out of the park in predicting illnesses in people. Just into your freaking computer and it's like, kapunk. Oh, you got diabetes. Oh, yeah, you got cancer. So it's pretty cool, and all you need is your computer with a webcam on it. Take a picture of your tongue, and this thing will tell you what's going on. Now, there are poo-pooers. They also have it. Eventually, they say they're going to make it into a smartphone app so they can diagnose diabetes, stroke, anemia, asthma, liver, gallbladder problems, all that with an app, which they're going to do. But they say it raises concern about researchers because they say there's not enough data. So they're claiming 98% accuracy, and they're like, well, there's not enough data to prove that. But 98% is 98%. Granted, if it's 98% of 500 people, it's 98% of 500 people. Now, if you want 98% out of 20,000 people, we'll see. But until they get to whatever, but they're saying there's not enough data. But they say this technology has an enormous value for the diagnosis and treatment of diseases, which is pretty freaking cool. I like that one. Here's what's crazy. We hear the wicked horrors of AI and how bad it is. There's some really good stuff that's going to come from AI. And I'm looking forward to it. So it's going to be cool to imagine not having to go to the doctor. Imagine being able to take a picture of your freaking tongue and I don't have to go to the doctor. I imagine once you get bad news or it says you have cancer, you're going to run to the doctor right afterwards, but you don't have to initially start with the doctor. All right, now here's another one, and someone just told me about this the other day, and they were swearing by it, and it was a parasite cleanse. I don't know if you know what those are. There's a lot of people right now, and you order these things online, and they're these herbal remedies, and you basically detox your body, and they're saying people are looking in their poop, and there's worms, and like I'm here, horror stories of what is inside of you that these things are cleaning out, and it's people swear by them. And I just talked to someone who swore by one of these in the last couple of weeks. They're saying those aren't great or because sure, they're getting some stuff out of you, but they're saying that they also are herbal. So they don't have the same, you know, rigorous regulations as prescription treatments would. And you don't know really what it is. And a lot of times taking something like that, it could interact with any other medication that you're on and you could have problems. You don't really know what you're taking. That's where they crap on it. So it's pretty cool though. You know, it's kind of cool that the parasitic cleanse, but do it with a doctor, not with an herbal, you know, online deal. Because I'm telling you, I've heard people swear by these things. All right, here's another one. This is an interesting story. If you are listening to headphones all the time, let's take this back to the last podcast when I was roasting the Gen Zers. You know, they walk around with earbuds or headphones on at all times. Like you see someone in the office and they're a Gen Zer and they have headphones in. And I always thought you just put those in so people won't talk to you because they're antisocial as all hell. And that's probably true to some degree, but at the same time, it's, you know, they're just listening to music. And they say there is a study done at the Georgia Institute of Technology where they discovered how listening to music can not only trigger memories, but can also change how people remember these things. So listening to the music basically fires off certain parts in your brain. And they say that you can associate, in fact, you can have memories, and I think this is what's happening with Gen Zers. I think they're having memories that they're at work and they're working really hard when technically they're listening to music and they're not doing jack shit and they're lazy and they call out sick all the time or they have mental health days. I think they don't know it because the music is tricking their brain into a different response to them, and that's what happens. They say listening to music can you can bring back a memory that you had. Like for me, being old, going to date myself, listening to 80s music, immediately, there's not an 80s song that pops on that I don't like flash back to me rolling around in my 1979 Honda Civic rolling out. Not a cool car. Hondas are cool cars now. They were not in 1979 in the 1980s. And I was driving that. That was my first car. And we were bumping, had the radio on, but be blasting some old school K-rock, some 80s music. By the way, if you like that 80s music, you have to listen to our station, Big 49 station. It's called thevalley80s.com. Look up The Valley 80s. It's on iHeart. It's everywhere. You can stream it straight from the website. But, man, that station's good. It's really good. It's a great 80s station. But you associate memories to it, and they're not necessarily true. It's just whatever you're really feeling through that music. I hear those songs, and I think about driving around in my car crying, going, that freaking whore, she cheated on me. Why doesn't she love me? Smoking a clove, going and getting drunk. Yeah. That was the 80s. That's what it was like. That stupid whore. The participant's brain activity was recorded on a brain scan, and then they basically had them listening to music and doing tasks, and then they had them go back and recall the task without music. And while recalling neutral stories, the music had basically added an emotional element to the story. So when they were told the story back, it had this emotional element when that's not at all what happened when they were listening to music in the beginning of the study. It's pretty cool. I mean, music's awesome, but people listen to it too much. Young people especially. They say overall the study found a clear connection, and a positive one, between music and memory. That it helps you remember things too. Maybe it's something we need to do with like Alzheimer's patients and stuff. Make them listen to music and see if it helps their memory. You play a song. Oh, that's my kid. That's who that is. I recognize that song. That song's called "Hey Dad, I Need Some Money." That's my kid. I know. Yeah, I know that kid. Even though your brain is fried and you're an old Alzheimer's patient, I'm gonna drink some tea. God, I love this stuff. The glass bottled Tejava. I drink about 2 bottles of it a day, which is about a $5 a day habit of unsweetened iced tea that I have. Yeah, just pounding it down. That's my last story. I'm almost done for the holidays. I'm about to get up out of here. Isn't that going to be great? Going to pack it up and go home and enjoy the holidays. I am taking off of work on Tuesday. My company is open, and boy, because we're a shipping receiving company, we do not get off early. Like if UPS comes and they have a set pickup time and it's the end of the day so that, you know, the guys in the warehouse could have orders ready to go, and then they all go out at the end of the day. That's how you make money, and that's how the business is run. So there's no going home at noon. It's like, hey, we'll just call UPS, tell them to pick up early today. No, it's straight day. There's no half days. There's no going home early. It is work, work, work. We are working the 24th until 5 o'clock. Some people are there till 6. And then, yeah, and then we'll have it the 26th. We'll be back 7:30 a.m. till 5 o'clock on that day as well. So I love having a job. I love where I work. I love the people I work with. But it is a mofo. It is a grind. It gets to you after a while. So it's going to be nice to take off that day on Christmas Eve. My wife even has to work on Christmas Eve. I was like, haha. She's a salesperson. They used to get like, I swear they would get like spa days off. Oh, they were like Gen Zers. And now she has to work on Christmas Eve, the day after Christmas, all that fun stuff. But, you know, her family is Hispanic, if you will. They are Latino, and they celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. So it kind of sucks when you have to work on Christmas Eve when that's the day you celebrate. A lot of people at work are Latin too, Central and South Americans at work, a ton of them, Mexicans. And I know most of them celebrate on Christmas Eve, so they're all going to have to, like, rush home, which is what I would normally do there, rush home to my in-law's house so that we could do Christmas dinner there, which is Christmas Eve. And then we wake up and do Gringo Christmas in the morning at our house and then go to my parents' house and do super white trash Gringo Christmas, which is fun, which is how I grew up. I absolutely love it. Ah, boy. Sports have been good. We've been watching more volleyball. Penn State, like, shout out to Penn State. No one saw that coming. They won the national championship. And here's a crazy thought. In women's volleyball today, We watched the finals between Louisville and Penn State, and Penn State wins. And both coaches were lady coaches. And it's the first time in the history of women's college basketball that a female head coach has won the Division I national championship. It's been men all this time. I can tell you, my daughter had a couple of men coaches. She had some amazing lady coaches. It's crazy that these women have not been getting the opportunity in a women's sport to coach these great teams. It's really good to see the ladies win that. So shout out to that. And by the way, the Penn State coach also sat there, had a bandana on because she is in the middle of a breast cancer fight going through chemo. This poor woman had no hair and has been there sticking it out and showing that team what a true badass is. So it was cool to see her win. It was a great day. I had that. Didn't even watch football today. Not at all. Did not watch football. We watched volleyball, and I worked on the deck. Worked on my Temu tiles that saved me probably about $500 on the whole project. And then cost me about, it's going to be about 20 hours of labor. That should not have happened. Because when I don't take the knife in and clean out the little locking mechanism, when you try to tap it together, it's hard plastic and they just snap off. And then that piece will never really go together right. Pain in the ass. That's what it is. All right, I'm getting up out of here. I'm going to get my Christmas on. I'm very excited. Going to eat bad. I don't care. I got no F's to give. I'm going to eat like crap and enjoy the holidays and then get with it. I guess I won't go all the way till New Year's, but after Christmas, I will get back on the wagon and start getting back into this fitness thing, I promise you. Because if not, I'm going to be dead. So that's what I'm going to do. I really, truly wish you a Merry Christmas. I thank you for listening to the podcast, and I'll be back on Friday, which will be after Christmas, for the bonus pod. Merry Christmas.